This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
The final hour has arrived. We'll talk to Graham Mertz in just a few minutes, the starting quarterback, University of Florida. Let's head next to the starting quarterback of the Feinbaum Show. Legend is up next.
What's up, my black hat brother? How you doing, baby?
Legend.
Paul, let me say this. Graham Mertz, Peyton Thorne. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Glad it's your problem. Not mine. Whatever. Hey, Paul, that fan came on yesterday, Chase from Augusta. You remember that call yesterday?
I sure do. You bet.
Yeah, come on here and talk about the legend. It's fat and old, and that Georgia going to beat Alabama's butt in September. Let me tell you something, Chase from Augusta. Let me tell you like Meatloaf said. 2 out of 3.
Good one.
Let me tell you something, though. Hell yeah, I'm old. I've been through some wars. I'm amazed that I'm even getting close to 60. It's just the mercy of God. The only reason I'm walking and living today is the mercy. I've been through some battles. I've been through some wars. 20 years behind the wall, brother. I'm amazed I could even walk around talking about I'm old. Hell yeah, I'm old. But I'm enjoying it. I get my senior coffee at Jack's every morning. Woo! That's right, baby. I'm old. Hell yeah, I'm old. Lucky to be here. Everybody out there ought to say amen, because you know you're lucky to still be here. You know it. Give him praise. Then you said, I'm fat. You're right. I am getting chunky. Man, the camera puts 20 pounds on you unless you Paul Feinbaum. Let me tell you something. About 4 years ago, I dropped my second wife off at the airport. And as I was driving away and she was catching a plane to L.A., I said to myself, that's my last relationship. The hell with it. I'm spending all my money on me from now on. And, man, I've been eating Big Macs every day since. 2 times a day, Big Macs, baby. Loving life, enjoying it. But, man, I am getting chunky. You're right there, brother. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But let me tell you something. You may be right on them two things, but let me tell you what you ain't right on, brother. Let me tell you what you ain't right on. Talking about coming into Tuscaloosa and kicking Alabama's ass. You ain't going to do it, brother. We own Georgia. We own you, dude. I don't care if it's DeBoer, Shula, whoever's over on that sideline. We're going to beat your ass when you come to Tuscaloosa because we got the paperwork that says we own you. Where you march around talking the whole world that you the standard. That's some fake-ass gold. That's what that is. We're the standard. We're the standard. Always have been, always will be. The Alabama Crimson Tide. Didn't you hear Fred Flintstone the other day? Mike Griffin, excuse me. Didn't you hear old Buckethead? Old Buckethead himself said, we looking for Jalen Carter. Where's Jalen Carter? I told y'all a year ago, them players that left, that built it, they're gone. And the players coming behind them, they ain't quite the same. So all y'all get up to the speaker, Georgia fans. In closing, I got one word for you. Tricycles. Get you some tricycles. Now, Pa, let me say this right here, brother. that UConn fan that came on the other day talking out of that trash, the more I slept on that, the more that just pissed me off, man. UConn. Can you believe it that UConn fans are coming on the SEC network talking trash to people in the SEC? Come on, UConn. Let me tell you something about this Alabama team. We got some dogs. Some dogs. Tears, Pringle, baby, Nelson. We got some dogs. You don't scare us in the least, dude. You can talk all that trash you want to, but in the end, we're going to show up and we're going to show out. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. We about to shock the world, baby. We about to shock the damn world. And hey, Paul, before I get off, man, you kind of pissed off the Dabo fans yesterday.
That's what I heard.
Woo! Let me tell you something, Dabo. I just don't like you, dude. Let me tell you something, Clemson. Truth is, I just don't like y'all. I ain't never got over that illegal pick play that y'all pulled to win that championship. Get over it. Some people in sports don't like you. Hell, everybody don't like they save itself for the folks that love him like me. Get over it, brother. That's what it's all about. Let me tell you something. If Clemson fans, this is the truth about Clemson fans. If zombies tried eating Clemson fans' brain, they would starve. That's the damn truth about all y'all in Clemson. I don't like none of you. So get over it. I don't like Dabo. I don't like you. And that ass beating the Clemson in the Elite Eight, that was for Dabo, and that was for all y'all we don't like. That's just the way it is in sports, baby. Either like it, love it, or get the hell out of the way, because that's the way it is, baby. Woo! Hell yeah, we got some dogs! 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Georgia. I may be fat, no, but we'll beat your ass in September, and that's gold. Legend has left the building.
Johnny B is up next.
I got to catch my breath just after listening to the legend there. Damn, what a call. I got a little under the weather here, but I don't want to hear anybody mention getting rid of the bringing in non-alcoholic beer to the show, because the callers and the listeners, you know, I don't think we can make it without having some kind of a alteration of the brain. Back to the music thing. I live 3 miles from Phil Campbell, and Rick Hall, that is the founder and producer of Fame, is from Phil Campbell. And
right.
And world-famous producer Billy Sherrill. I'm actually good friends with one of his kin folks there. But, you know, Rick Hall and Billy Sherrill from the little town of Phil Campbell is pretty amazing. And the fact that Muscle Shoals, that whole area was not wet back then. People, you know, it's sort of funny when you think about all these other places they could go, and like, you know, you're saying they're discreet and everything, but it was 1982 before Colbert County went wet. But I enjoy all that stuff. I encourage any of the listeners, if you're into music, Google Muscle Shoals Music. There were several studios, and it's a huge part of the culture around here, and the people that were involved, it's truly amazing. But on to another topic. I think we're going to have to come up with a voter registration for the Feinbaum Show. If you're not tweeting or calling, then you don't have any business block voting against somebody. The near and dear is Joe.
Yeah, I really don't like that. I mean, I'm all for fun, but there have been a few complaints leveled at a certain character who is part of the Elite Eight.
Everybody's having fun. Anyway.
Well, Johnny, you get some chicken soup, and I hope you feel better. Thank you very, very much. You take care of yourself. Ricky is in Virginia. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
That's good. I've been listening to the SEC Network, and y'all got a lot of good characters on that show. I've been watching it for a long time.
Thank you.
But anyway, I was going to ask you about Caitlin Clark. What kind of... Hey, Paul. I was going to ask you about Caitlin Clark. What do you think of her?
I think she's one of the most exciting college basketball players I've ever seen. Hey, thank you very much for your call. John is up next in Wisconsin. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Say, I've got a question for you. You know, you guys are authority on most things, and I wanted to ask you this question, see if you knew the answer. Are you ready?
Okay, we'll try.
Okay, why? This with the baseball season and everything now, you know, going on. Why does it take longer to run from second base to third base than does to run from first base to second base with everything as equal?
Well, I think one explanation could be when you're running to first, you said running from first to second.
Yeah.
You're also, as you run to, really either one, but you're, if you round second, you have to be looking around at the outfield, depending on where the ball is, maybe in the infield. So it's a little more distracting than just racing down to second if the ball's, if you hit a ball to the outfield.
Yeah, but that's not the answer.
Well, what is the answer?
You know, the answer is because between second and third, you have a shortstop.
Oh, okay. Did you know that, Randy?
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. That was just hilarious. I was trying to actually come up with a real answer. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, looking good and sounding good as always, I got to tell you. I have so many people coming into the liquor store today. You got knocked out the bracket. You got knocked out the bracket. And AJ was the one that knocked me out the bracket. Is that correct?
True. I'm double checking. Is that correct, guys? Cat Daddy was up against Squirrel. Squirrel knocked you out.
Oh, well, that's all right. I like Squirrel. And AJ's a nut. But Squirrel, he's all right with me. But I look at him. I congratulate my Lady Gamecocks for the great job that they're doing, and we going to win again, promise you. Put it down. I got my money on it. But let me ask you this thing about the LSU latest coach and them saying that players walked off not to do the national anthem. I don't believe that. Is that true? What do you know about that?
You know, it's interesting. I just saw this. I was under the impression that they never go out for the national anthem. Then I just read something here from the governor of Louisiana. His name is Jeff Landry. And he apparently did an interview today when he said they should have stood up. Everybody should respect the flag. If you don't like it, well, you don't have to play the sport. But, I mean, that's a really, and by the way, when he did the interview, he was he was wearing an LSU golf shirt. I don't know the governor. Never heard of him until this minute. But I don't think he understands that they never do that. I mean, how hard would it be for the governor of Louisiana to find out whether the state's women's basketball program that was in the Elite Eight, what their protocol is?
Well, I don't know. I saw a lot of social media and a lot of people coming in the store, and they were complaining about it. The LSU ladies don't have no respect for the Americans who died for this country. And I just couldn't believe that. I just don't think that would happen with a whole team and the coach too.
Well, again, there's no reason to debate it because they don't. It's their policy not to be out there for it, which is their right.
Well, that's their business. That's their business. All
exactly.
Right, LSU, y'all been revenged. Mr. Firebomb has released you from any liability on this situation. God bless you, Paul. God
yeah,
bless
I mean,
you.
I guess and because we've talked about that thing so many times, and I have been in situations quite a bit, really, this year, where we're on the sideline doing our morning show, and we had it happen again in Nashville at the SEC basketball tournament, where you're on the air, and most of the time, this is something that is inside television, but most of the time, you try to time it. I mean, you know the hit time for the national anthem, so you try to time it where you are off the air. That's not disrespectful. It's just it's just can be awkward. We had one situation this year. It was we were doing the morning show, the SEC Nation show. We were at, I distinctly remember it was a Texas A&M Ole Miss game. We had a it was a noon start, and somebody in our ear, Luke. I don't know if you remember this. I bet you do. Luke's in my ear now. Somebody said, I heard music, and somebody said, that's not the national anthem. And so here we are on camera, and I see the color guard at attention. I see, I mean, we're literally right next to the color guard on the field. So I see all these guys at attention, and I hear, say can you, at that point I put my hand over my heart and quit talking. And then somebody said, that's not the national anthem. I'm like going, in what country is that not the national anthem? So it was very weird. And then obviously they realized in the truck that it was the national anthem. So it's always a little bit awkward when you're out there. But my feeling is the national anthem trumped me picking the Ole Miss Texas A&M game. We'll be right back with, are we taking a break? I don't even know where we are anymore. Okay, why don't we take a break?
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Augie is up next. Hey, Augie.
Hey, Paul. You doing okay today?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that guy, Ricky in Virginia, remember that call? That guy was stoned out of his head.
I do.
Hey, Paul. I listen to your show, and you have a lot of interesting callers. Paul, thank you for your call. That was great. And, Paul, your caller bracket. I said this before, but, you know, it's causing a lot of consternation, I think, self-reflection and evaluation of personal self-worth for some of these folks. Are you afraid that after this is over that some may need counseling or may indulge in possible self-harm?
A little bit. I am, yes. I'm very concerned.
I mean, I've said it a number of times. All they got to do is watch who's advancing, and it's the lowest IQ people. So they should be glad they're bumped out of it. Not that I am in any way objecting to the fact that I was bumped early by
Daryl from the barbershop in Baton Rouge. Paul,
speaking of Baton Rouge, Paul, his controversy with LSU basketball not coming out for the national anthem, that's all based on other things. There are a lot of people who just don't like LSU's girls basketball program. But, you know, when Army played LSU in Baton Rouge this fall in football, they didn't come out of the locker room. They were in the locker room. Are they that woke that they don't appreciate the national anthem?
No, I just think a lot of schools just don't want to deal with the woke fallout.
I don't even think it's that. I think they just have their...
There was a time when everybody came out for it. It was just standard fare, but now...
Yeah, well, there was a time when guys were guys and girls were girls.
Yeah,
the times
but,
have changed. I don't think this was... But as far as Jeff Landry, Paul, the governor of Louisiana, total, and I'll say this for the first time, ass.
Yeah.
Remember Andrea Gallo was breaking the Les Miles? She did a story on Jeff Landry, too. You know, Jeff Landry was part of the Young Guns who went to Congress with Paul Ryan and who was that other clown? The guy, I forget the other guy, the guy from Virginia.
The guy that got run out of office.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what was his name?
He was like the majority the majority whip, and he lost his primary.
Yeah, I'm like...
Eric Cantor.
Eric Cantor. Cantor, Landry, and there were a couple of others, but...
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy was part of that group.
He was. He got run out later, too. But I mean, Jeff Landry, the guy isn't that intelligent. I'm not saying
I don't know anything about the guy, but he should have never gone on national television after the fact without knowing one thing about the subject other than it was going to sound good to say, in 2024, does a politician really need to say we need to respect the flag? I mean, haven't we already crossed that bridge? Anyway, thanks for the call, Augie. We have Graham Mertz coming up here in a minute, the starting quarterback for the University of Florida, and more of your phone calls right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This headline from Graham Mertz: on a mission and unfinished business. The reason why he came back to complete his eligibility at the University of Florida. Their spring game still a week off, but always great to say hello to Graham down in Gainesville. Graham, thanks for the time. So how has it gone this spring, especially based on what we heard from you in terms of your motivation?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. I mean, I'm back for year six of college football, so this is my sixth spring. But it's fun because I wake up every day and it feels like it's my first. So it's been a great spring so far.
Graham, we've seen all these movies about 30 and 40-year-olds going back to college. I mean, you've perfected it. everybody, and by the way, some of us were there that long, but not legitimately like you are. You're definitely taking advantage of it.
maxing it out, man. How many years did they give you? Six? Okay, let's use all of those. No, hey. It's been a fun journey, man. I've appreciated every second of it. Every stage has been fantastic for me and my growth. So it's been a blast, man.
And when it's over, you need to hire the best attorney in Florida and petition for just one more. Grant, all kidding aside, I do want to talk about your motivation, though, because I know you're serious and you could have left and gone to the next level. But talk about not only your drive, but what this school, what this team could look like this year while so many pundits in my business are writing them off.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to last year. I mean, we finished, 5-7? And like I said at the start, I mean, it feels like we got a lot of stuff that's unfinished business. And I think that's the mood of this team. I mean, we've got a group of guys that are hungry, played a lot last year. A lot of guys, their first snaps. So now they have that experience, they can grow on that. But yeah, I mean, in total, I'm excited every day because of the group of guys we got. I mean, it's guys that care, they want to win, they're hungry, and they're ready to work. So. We got a great squad. They're developing, growing, and I think that across the board, the guys are really raising the standard, and I think that's what we need.
Graham, a lot of your fans got a bit of a health scare when they saw you injured late in the year. How are you doing?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a health scare. I mean, I've never Minor. Broken a collarbone before, but I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. It's my first time really getting hurt in college and taking a step back and. Being on the sideline for a game and having that experience. So for me, it really made me grateful for every day waking up and being able to do what I love to do. And you feel blessed every day because you're living out your childhood dream and you wake up every day refreshed. So it's been fantastic.
Graham, I mean, I wince when I have to do a push-up or a sit-up. I can't imagine.
The me too. I'm getting old.
The collarbone, I mean, I'll ask you a stupid question, but I mean, how badly did that hurt when you broke it?
Yeah, I mean, it hurt when I broke it, yeah. But the worst thing was sleeping for the next 2 months, man. I mean, you're sleeping in a sling like this straight up. So I had about probably a span of a month where I was catching up on sleep after that.
Wow, that is amazing, and there's just something about it. I mean, a lot of things you can break and you know, you're tough and you can withstand it, but that one's pretty awkward. So let's talk a little bit about what everybody else is talking about. When you talk to anybody in college football and the subject of Florida comes up, they just point right at the schedule. Are mm-hmm. we making, I mean, we know those teams are tough, but are we not giving the Gators enough credit?
I mean, this is why you come to the SEC. This is why you play at Florida, is for these matchups. I mean, you want to play at the highest level against the greatest competition. So, I mean, we know it's ahead of us. We see it every day when we walk in the locker room, and that excites us. I mean, that for us, we feel the urgency every day coming in here, knowing we got to work, and especially in this league, really, in any league. I mean, winning is not guaranteed, and you still got to put the ball down and play. And it all comes down to execution and what you do during the off season. So. For us, I mean, we know what people are saying, but what happens in these walls, I mean, we know what we're striving for, and we know that it takes consistency and attention to detail every day. So we're excited. I mean, we see that, and we see it as opportunity. So we're ready for it.
Graham, we know you made the move there because you were a starter in the Big Ten, so you didn't have to do this because of absolute need. But clearly you believed in the program, and you believed in Billy Napier. Talk about your commitment to him and some of the issues that he's facing just from the round of the idle fan who is everyone's unhappy about the losing streak last year and the way the two seasons have gone. But what do you see in him when you meet with him and are with him on the practice field?
Yeah, I mean, from day one when I got here, I mean, it's been urgency and it's been attention to detail. I mean, there's not one detail that slips past his mind. I mean, he is locked in 24/7. And for me, that's one thing that being a leader on this team, I mean, you see that and you see the standards set on this is the right way to do it and this is how the urgency you have to have in doing it. And for us, I mean, it's a top-down starting with him. So, I mean, he sets the tone for us every day, shows us how to work, how to study, how to just be a complete football player. So. I mean, for me, it's been an absolute blessing coming here and learning from him. I mean, I love the offense, the scheme we have in place. And I think across the board, just our player development, not only on the field but off the field, is second to none. So I think that the setup he has put in place in his time here is fantastic. It's growing. It's evolving every day. And that's one thing. I mean, as a player and across the board, we all see it, that there is – it's a constant need for improvement that we genuinely appreciate as players. So, I mean, I think the setup is second to none, and it's we're ready to get this thing rolling, man.
Fans are looking for that moment, and sometimes you don't see it. We don't see it like you do, but do you feel it? Do you sense the turn in that locker room and on the practice field that means that everyone who's counting the Gators out will be proven wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think nowadays everybody always says, like, prove the haters wrong. And honestly, the theme for this team is prove each other right. I mean, we know what we got to do. We all want to win. Everybody in this building wants to win. So for us, we're out here. We know what people are saying, but we're here to prove each other right. We're here to strive together to go win. And that's hands down 24/7. That's what we're doing. I mean, I think on a team, especially in college football, I mean, the camaraderie you have with your brothers, with the coaches, and that trust is everything. And that's what, when you get in the game in the fourth quarter down 10, that's what's going to pull you through to go get it right.
That's fantastic, because I talked to so many athletes who just want to battle the media, and I think that's a unique approach. I hope it works. So thank you so much for always making time for us. We hope to continue this conversation.
Oh yeah. My decision to come back, I was like, God, I want to do the Feinbaum show one more time.
Well, by the way, we guarantee you, we hope we'll be doing it a lot, and you have a great year. Graham, thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You bet. It's always great to talk to Graham Mertz. How cool was that? We'll take a break and talk to some of you right after this.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.